Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Crow! Monkey!
Oh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You have downloaded episode 325. Today is Monday, October 18th.
2010.
Fuck me. It's been like forever since we recorded.
I know.
I almost forgot how to do this shit.
Me and Ricky haven't been in the same room together at the same time in like
a while.
A long time.
I sound weird, but maybe it's just because we haven't done it in so long.
It could be. You're
recorded.
Not, you are not used to.
Because we don't.
Ever touch each other. You're not used to the sound of your own voice.
Right.
See, that's how you sound to everybody else.
Right. Sorry we've been gone so long, and we did not have a live show this Sunday because both Julian and I were out of town, and we're not going to have one next Sunday either, so suck it.
No.
Start that off real good right now. Because I'm kind of pissy. Because we don't have any fucking phone calls.
And I'm kind of pissy because, well, we'll get into that.
Yeah. We don't want to start out with that. We want to kind of, yeah, maybe.
Start with the good stuff?
Yeah.
Do we have good stuff?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome to Bitch Fest 2010.
Foul Monkeys. Let me pull out my notes here. Because I do have some stuff.
We're here. We're queer. And we're going to chew a hole in your rear.
Okay, we are going to start off with bad shit right now.
Oh, shit.
Not bat shit. Bad shit.
Bad shit. Like, I'm bad, Shimon.
Shimon!
Okay.
So, if you don't live in Florida, you probably won't know who the fuck these people are. We have Alex Sink.
There's a race for governor this coming up this November. On the Republican side is a Tea Party favorite. He's the former head of Columbia, what is it?
Hospitals or something like
Hospital,
that.
Hospital, and was almost indicted for the largest Medicare fraud ever in the United States, and took the fifth.
74 times?
74 times.
Yes.
And he's now the Republican nominee for governor in the state of Florida.
And his name is Rick Scott.
As I call him, penis with ears.
Right. And then we have Alex Sink, who is the Democratic or the Democrat person.
Yes, she was. She is a former president of the Florida branch of Bank of America.
Whatever. They're both crooks. It doesn't matter.
I don't think Alex Sink's a crook.
She's probably less. Well, they're all liars, so it doesn't matter. So, that's about as positive as it gets for me.
But I would
vote for her.
I would
than him.
Rather be in a room with her than penis with ears.
So this is what happens at work, and this is the pre-story before I tweeted what I had to do.
Okay.
About a couple weeks before Rick Scott decided that he was going to come to our work, and not everyone knows this, but Publix is probably the biggest employer in the state of Florida. Private,
one of the largest.
So.
Yes.
They control a lot of what happens in Florida because they put a bunch of money into the state. And a lot of it in Polk County, too. So I guess the people at work or the CEO and all that stuff, because they work in the building that I work in, I guess he wanted to come, or he wanted to meet him and see what his, you know, his views are on things. And
who wanted to meet who?
I guess the CEO and the board wanted to meet Rick Scott and Alex Sink.
Okay.
They wanted to meet both of them. So they contact Rick Scott, and he's like, yeah, I'll come down there if they give me a donation of $250,000.
What?
So the board and the chairman said, no. Sorry. So Alex Sink came with no problem. There was like, she was like, sure, I'll come.
Right.
You know? So she shows up, and then a week later, boom.
Penis with ears.
Penis with ears shows up at our building. I didn't know it was him, really, because it was so far away.
Ugh.
And I came around the corner of my cubicle, and somebody goes, oh, my God, that's Rick Scott. And I'm like, oh, no. And he's, like, walking towards us. So I'm looking down on my phone, not looking up, and then...
Which is the position you're looking 98% of the time.
Right, because I don't want to fucking look at people. and I'm just busy and I don't have time for other people.
I have to stay connected.
Right. Oh, I do. Oh, yay! It's been a while since we've had... Oh, it did a little extra there. So, and then behind us comes the president of our company. He's like walking real fast. He's trying to get to a meeting. Well, as I'm walking and texting, Rick Scott's coming towards me. And then I'm about to fucking pass him. And then the president runs right in front of me and stops. And, you know, Rick Scott, there was like maybe seven people there. So he had to shake everyone's hand and say, I'm Rick Scott. I'm Rick Scott. And I had to fucking shake his hand. Like, and I couldn't be like, no, I don't fucking like you, because the president of our company was like right there.
It's a shame you didn't have a bottle of hand sanitizer. Yeah.
And I was so upset that I had to do it, because I was like trying to dodge that bullet. I wasn't upset. I just did not.
Yeah, Rick Scott, I would shake your hand, but I plead the fifth.
Right. So that was like the worst part of last week.
You slimy, sleaze bag piece of garbage.
Because he wants to bring the same laws as they have.
Is he? No! Oh, no! No!
Let's pause.
No!
Okay, we're back. Sorry, that was like the most disgusting thing ever. And you guys probably like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, the I just fed the dogs a few minutes ago. And the greyhound decided to come in here and take a big barf right next to the table where we're recording at. So,
and I don't do too well with the dog puke. I can't even look at it. Well, and I'll start like gagging my ass off.
Yeah.
Ugh. Do you know what we were talking about? Oh, Rick Scott.
Dick Scott.
Dick Scott. That's about all I have to say about him. But I will be voting for Alex Sink. So.
Yeah, well, we're staunch Democrats.
Right.
As if everybody didn't know that already.
So, do you want to talk about your weekend? Or?
Well, Connor and I were house-sitting for some friends of his. And they have a very nice house over in the Tampa area. And we were watching their two dachshunds, who are two rambunctious little bastards.
Are they like fat ones?
No, no, they're normal size ones, but we try to keep them locked in their crates as much as possible and mm-hmm. out of our hair. And I threatened to put an eye hook over the pool
mm-hmm.
and tie a cable from their crate through the hook uh-huh. to a winch and like lower them down like a foot every time they started yapping. I know, I wouldn't actually do that, but it was fun just to fantasize about it, just to kind of vent my frustrations.
Right. Well, they are really rambunctious dogs.
They are.
When I went to, this weekend was Bear Bust.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over Nick's house, because we all left from his house, and he has two dachshunds, and they like went fucking crazy.
Oh.
And they were like, rawr, and they were all over me, and they were fighting over me to get on top of me and all that shit.
Wait, is this at Bear Bust? Or no. Beforehand. No.
Beforehand. So I have run into the, you're too skinny for me thing again.
Mm.
I have been talking to this guy online for like 4 or 5 years. We've talked back and forth. We've just never had the chance to ever meet because we weren't in the same city, whatever. So he decides he's going to come to Bear Bust. Oh.
And the ship comes into harbor. I want to interject right there.
Okay.
When Ricky doesn't mute his computer, that's what I get to hear all night long.
Right.
All night. Because all night. Ricky gets like 8,000 emails
at night.
Yes.
So I'm supposed to meet him. He's fucking fine as shit.
What part of the country is he from?
The West Coast.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give any clue.
No, I just want a general...
The Northwest.
Region. Okay.
Northwest. So, you know, I get all ready. You know, I'm all looking cute. You know, because the...
Ginger bro-ish.
Yeah, ginger bro-ish with a tad bit of Justin Timberlake. Because I had my fedora on and all that stuff.
Bringing sexy bro.
Yeah, bringing sexy bro. Did you see the picture of me in my bro hat?
I did.
I should have bought it. So I decide we're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see him and I'm like, holy fuck, he is so hot in person.
Right.
Has the cutest smile, the prettiest eyes. He has these huge muscles, tattoos, just fucking.
Can I play a part of him when he lays eyes on you?
Sure.
Oh, there's Ricky. Oh, he's lost a lot of weight. Oh, there's a cute guy.
Right. Oh, he didn't have to look. They were coming to him as I was talking to him. So we talk, and it's obvious that he's not as interested as he was when I was bigger. And as we're talking, these guys are coming up to him, 350, 400, 450 pounds.
That's kind of rude.
Well, I mean,
how do they know that you're not with him?
Right.
Or,
well, he had been there.
Or working on it.
He'd been there 3 or 4 days before I got there. So these guys had already seen him.
Oh, they already.
They'd already been all over him like white on rice.
Because you know gay men are like vultures.
Right. And then that's when depression set in, and then set in.
I thought you said set in, but
yeah. And then I started to drink myself into
a drunken stupor.
A drunken stupor, and hung out with Larry H. Vader from the Little Fatty Cast.
That's Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
We called Big Fatty.
Oh Lord!
And really drunk.
Yeah, I have not had the chance to listen to Monday's little show yet.
It's a present.
So.
It's a present.
Yeah.
So, and I was out with, well, you don't know them. You know Nick, but you don't know Brian and Robert and all them.
No, I don't know any of those.
So I had a lot to drink. I get down to my underwear. Actually, Larry H. Vader and I, we got in our underwear at the same time. Actually, I got my underwear in my room, and then I walked over to his room, and then he got into his underwear, which it was supposed to be a black and red party, but he had green underwear on, so I wasn't for sure what's going on there.
Wait, the story start is, okay, so you and Larry Vader are both in your underwear.
Well, and in then, front of everyone else.
And then one thing led to another.
No. No, one thing did lead to another. What happened was, as I started to run low, we started to run low on beer, and then we started to get drinks. And I was like, what are you drinking? He was drinking vodka and tonic water. Is that what it is? Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, can I try it? He's like, sure. Yeah, I don't think that bitch poured any water in my glass. I seriously think it was all vodka, because I had like 4-5 beers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, something did happen that I'm really ashamed of. I'll get to it in a second.
Other than the Perkins incident?
Yeah. We haven't even got to that yet either. Had that. I had a shot of Captain Morgan. And then I had some more drinks. I had somebody made me some grape drink. And then I think I had 2 vodkas and vodka and tonics from Larry.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to beep that out because I accidentally said his real name.
Oh.
I don't know if I'll have to listen to it.
I didn't catch it.
1347.
I didn't catch it, but.
I'll listen to it and see.
If it's bad enough.
Right.
So by this time, you had drank enough liquor to equal my weight.
Right. So I finally decided, you know what? I'm just going to buy a drink. I'm getting a vodka cranberry. It was last call. I was like, give me a double.
Okay.
So I go over to where Robert and Brian are, and I see something on the table. I'm like, hey, can you hand me that? And as I did it, I just opened up my hand and dropped my drink and grabbed the thing on the table. I was that drunk. Like, I had no coordination. I was bumping into shit.
Oh, my God.
I had my iPhone stuffed into the side of my underwear like this. Fucking dropped out of my underwear.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
On the ground. And then, hey, dude, you lost your phone. You dropped your iPhone 4. And this really cute guy brought it to me. But if I wasn't drunk, I probably would have had a heart attack. But I didn't give a fuck anymore. So
at this point, you're like, oh, my God, thank you for bringing me my phone.
Oh, my God, I didn't even know I had an iPhone 4.
Y'all.
So then people are hungry.
Mm. And by people, you mean...
Not me, really. Oh, I mean, okay.
Because usually you get hungry when you drink. Right.
I had way too much to drink to be hungry anymore.
Oh, wow.
And that's a lot to drink for me. So we're going to go to TB's, Taco Bell. But the line was way too long. Like, we're like... Because this is the one, you know, where, like, that Pizzeria Uno is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that iDrive there? Or that's Downtown Disney?
That's
that road?
Oh, fuck.
What is that road?
Conroy?
Conroy Road, I think. Maybe.
It may be. I can't remember the name of that road.
Anyway. No, ma'am. We were not waiting in the line. And then we went to McDonald's. No, ma'am. Wasn't waiting in the line. We actually went inside to the McDonald's, and there was so many people in there. We're like, no. Because I'm still in my boxers. I did not put pants on.
Jesus Christ.
I had no pants on. I know. White trash, ridiculous.
Wow.
I think I was wearing... No, I had flip-flops on.
You did come straight from Polk County.
Yeah. So we go to Perkins. I order the sampler platter, which has like cheese sticks, chicken strips, fried green beans. Yeah. Something, everything I should be eating.
The white trash platter. Right.
So, you know, everybody's ordering food and... I have some cheese sticks and I eat, you know, I pretty much eat my whole meal and I'm sitting there just waiting for everybody else to finish. And I'm like,
not feeling
so
hot. I
gotta go to the bathroom. So I go in the bathroom, I go into the stall and I puke. Like, and you know I'm loud.
Yes, Ricky's you know very, I'm very loud when he pukes.
I'm very dramatic. I start crying and shaking. Because I hate it and it makes me feel like shit.
And he's got to make a loud, loud, retching noise, like all of his intestines and spleen are coming out through his mouth.
So, and the sad thing is there was a guy in there cleaning the bathrooms at the same time I was doing this. So I finish up.
I can just see him throwing down his rag like, why do I even fucking bother?
Right. So I come out of the stall and I see him. I was like, I am so sorry you had to hear that. And I promise I didn't get it anywhere in there, so you don't have to worry about cleaning up vomit.
Which means Ricky was probably so drunk he didn't know that it went all over the goddamn place.
No, it didn't, because I had to wipe a few chunks off the rim. Because I know, but I'm usually good about hitting the toilet. So, I mean, I was standing up, too. So I was, like, bent over because I wasn't putting my knees on that nasty ground. So I go back to the table, and I'm like, oh, God, I feel a little bit... What's wrong?
Oh, never mind.
What happened?
On your piece of paper right there. No. Uh-huh. On your...
Ew. What is that?
Kill it.
That's a letter to my grandma. Okay, it's... Oh. It's dead. I'm like, I can't smash that letter from my grandma.
Well, then she'd really know it was from you.
Right.
Some kind of mystery bug.
So. So I go back to the bench and I'm like, or the booth, and I'm like, oh, I feel a little bit better, you know. So I decide, oh, well, there's some pancakes there. Let me have a few bites of that.
That's something good to settle.
No,
sick,
ma'am.
Stomach.
Right back to the bathroom, puked.
Was the guy still in there?
No, he was out by then. Probably the first time I puked probably four times. And then the second time, I think it was like three or four.
Right.
I thought I was good. I came out and they were paying for their food. Mm-mm. Run right out into the rest parking lot. Puked all over the parking lot.
Did you at least put pants on?
No, I had no pants.
Oh, my God. You're still in boxers?
Yeah. No, the boxers were at the hotel. I mean, my pants were at the hotel room. I just left the hotel just in my boxers.
Jesus Christ.
And I told them, I was like, I don't think I should go in here, because I was at least coherent enough to know I only have boxers on. They're like, no, just sit on the inside of the booth. No one will see you. Well, I went back and forth to the bathroom. Fucking white trash as shit. Go out into the parking lot. Vomit all over the place. I tried to, like, do something with my hand. I puked all over my hand. There was puke all over my feet. I had to go back into the bathroom and wash my hands. I was not feeling good. So we're driving back to the hotel and Nick gets into the parking lot. And I was like, no, let me out right now. Run into the hotel room. like all by then there was nothing left. I was just because I get my stomach is really sensitive when it comes to like vomit or if I think about like drinking spit or some bullshit like that. Yeah, like today,
yeah, he can swallow gallons of semen.
Oh no, not gallons. No, it doesn't. No,
no, not gallons.
No. Like today, for instance, Nicole was telling me about the new Jackass movie and what they, the big fat guy, they put in a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
And all the sweat that drained off of him, they put it in a cup and one of them drank it.
Right.
I was in the middle of lunch and I started gagging and I could not stop. I mean, that's how sensitive like that shit is to me. So basically by the time I got to the hotel room, it's because I had nasty taste of vomit and all I could think about was the vomit that was coming out.
Hot.
And so I eventually had nothing else to puke.
So you were dry heaving.
I got into bed and I was like,
"Well, you're lucky. You're lucky you passed out instead of the room spinning for a good half hour.
I took like five ibuprofen like before I lay down.
Yuck.
And so the next morning I woke up and I was all still and I was like, "Oh fuck! I was like, I don't want to move. I can't sit up. I don't want to because I knew if I sat up that my head would go, vroom, vroom,
vroom, vroom. Yeah."
I was okay, though. I mean, I didn't feel good. And we had to go to brunch. They had a brunch thing. And I was like, Nick goes, "Don't even look at the sausage gravy. It looks like a cat puke."
Ew.
So not only did I get dissed by like fucking hot ass guy, I was so sick that I couldn't even function to even... Well, make out with a guy
you,
if I wanted
you
to.
You don't get more white trash than puking in the parking lot of a Perkins in your boxers. That's classy right there.
With a Q.
With a Q.
So now my rib cage is all fucking sore and shit. And then I was just telling Julian that I added 10 more pounds to my weight training for my legs.
Uh-huh.
And my fucking legs are killing me right now.
Aw.
Tomorrow, they're going to be...
So, what's the other thing that you were not proud of?
Mm.
You have to tell it now. You've already...
So, what happened was is I had a lot to drink.
Okay.
And the guy that gave me the shot of the Captain Morgan, he had an accent. And I was like... "Where are you from?" He goes, "Guess." And I'm like, "That's hard." I go, "Are you from England?" Because you're either from England or Australia. Because you have like the same accent kind of.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "No, I'm not from either one." And I'm like, "Scotland?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "Fuck." So I was there with my other friend. I don't want to say his name because you know how people are sensitive when it comes to...
Okay. Your other friend.
Right. Who was not Larry H. Vader. Who was not Robert, Brian, or Nick, someone else. So the guy's like, "Oh, you should come up. I'll give you some more shots. I'll give you another drink." And I was like, "Okay, but he has to come with me because I don't want to go up there by myself." I was at least that coherent to know, oh, no. Because I was like, which I probably totally would have, but he had a boyfriend and like I couldn't get them separated, so... Just saying.
Yeah, it wasn't the boyfriend thing that stopped you. It was like, couldn't get them separated.
Right. So we go up to the room, and I'm asking him, and he's like, "Well..." We start talking, and he's like, we're talking about, like, dicks and stuff. And I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm not, like, packing, but I got some big balls." He's like, "Yeah, right." I'm like, "No, I seriously, I do." And I pulled a big fatty and just whipped him right on out. And he went, he goes, and I put him back in, and I'm like, "Where's my shot?" He's like, "Here you go." He goes, "I'll give you another one, but I'm going to need to take a picture of it this time." So I let him take a picture. But so, you can't see me only.
So there's a picture of the Ginger Bros balls floating. The reason I broke into a coughing fit when you were saying that, I flashed that mental image of the picture of Big Fatty sitting with his balls hanging out.
Well, everybody showed their dick and balls, and I was really surprised. But the thing that really upset me about the whole situation is I never fucking found out where he was from. He never fucking told me. It's like, he used me.
Well,
he just wanted to see my big balls. I'm glad I shaved him that night.
Now I really don't want any food tonight.
You don't deserve to eat tonight, remember?
No, I don't deserve to eat, and now I have no appetite. Well.
So that was my weekend, and now I'm all sore, and I had fun. It was nice. And then we came home on Sunday, like the best fucking weather ever. We've had the greatest weather, like, the past week.
Uh-huh. It has. I mean, it's been wonderful.
I got up this morning, though. I was a little chilly. I was like, ooh, maybe I need a hoodie.
Well, I haven't really been out in it, but I can't really discuss it right now.
Right.
Hopefully on maybe by our next episode, I'll be able to tell that story.
And so we're not going to tell them that you're getting your ovaries taken out?
Yeah, no.
Oh, is that not it?
That is not it.
Oh, okay.
But I do want to talk about that one last thing.
Oh, we do have, I'll read it.
Okay, I'll let you read it, and then I will.
So, a couple episodes back, it looked like maybe it was 315, so I guess like 10 shows back. Someone's going back through, a listener's going back through the shows, because I guess they're behind.
Uh-huh.
So, they listen to the show, it's called Put the Lotion in the Fucking Basket. Oh, 312.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That long ago?
I guess so.
Damn. So we get this message. I'm behind, so maybe this has already been addressed, but I just wanted to say that I think it's sad that Julian feels that he needs to belittle other members of the gay podcasting community. It would be different if Julian knew Reagan, who we were talking about on Big Brother, who was a podcaster, or had ever actually listened to one of his podcasts. I'm sure Julian wouldn't appreciate it if a podcaster who didn't know him and who had never listened to Foul Monkeys got on their podcast and made fun of him for the way he looks or talks. There is already enough bullying and mocking coming from people outside of the gay community. We really shouldn't have to deal with it within the community. We all should be supportive of each other. Now, I'm just going to say this right now.
Mm-hmm.
What Julian has for this reaction of this is Julian's thing.
Yeah, and I will preface this by saying the views and opinions from my mouth are not those of the Foul Monkeys podcast. They are the views and opinions of me. So, but having said that, I have every right to voice my personal opinion on our show as a co-host of this show. If I think, if I want to talk about a certain subject, I have every right. My First Amendment rights give me the freedom of speech to talk about whatever subject I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens to be the forum that we do that in. So, you know, for somebody to tell me that they don't appreciate my speech, that's one thing. And if they don't want to listen to it, they are more than welcome to fast forward through that part or not listen to me or whatever. But as far as what I said about Reagan and him being on Big Brother, I still stand by what I said, because Big Brother, the producers of Big Brother choosing him, I feel, chose a very stereotypical gay male, a very queer sounding, and I may get hate mail for this, but they couldn't get a gay bear. They couldn't get, you know, a non-stereotypical
they couldn't gay, get two awesome podcasters.
They couldn't get somebody that's gay but non-stereotypical. They get somebody that's very stereotypical of what middle America already thinks of gay people and use that as their gay token gay on that show.
Right.
So it reinforces the negative stereotypes that middle America already has about the gay community. And that's what I was trying to get across when I said that. Although, however, this being a quote unquote comedy show, I did it in a humorous way.
I don't even remember what you said. Did you go back and listen?
No, but I think it's something to the effect of when he opens his mouth,
like
a purse and pink chiffon falls out.
Oh, okay.
Which is the goddamn truth.
Well,
And I don't listen to his show. I'll be the first to say that. I'm probably not going to listen to his show, and that's okay. I'm sure he'll be the first to tell you his show is probably not for everybody, and this show is not for everybody.
Sure ain't.
So if subject matter we talk about offends you or is not your kind of humor, you're more than welcome to go to the next podcast and maybe you'd be more happy listening to them.
Or a different episode of ours.
And one more part of that comment I wanted to address was the bullying. That was far from bullying. Mm-hmm. I did not go on his show or in person and make derogatory comments to him. Mm-hmm. I made a passing remark on our show that was only directed towards our listeners, and that is not, by anybody's definition, bullying. Mm-hmm. So, and that's all I have to say about that.
Well, I do have to say that I'm surprised with your answer because I thought it was going to be a lot more aggressive.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you were really upset. And I thought you would be like,
angry! The thing was, because you had forwarded that to me so many days ago, I had time to think about it and articulate a good answer rather than having it thrust upon me.
Yeah.
And my first reaction was anger. But the longer I thought about it, the more I was able to get my point across without being a total ass.
I was like, Julian's not going to be around me for the next 3 days. Let me go ahead and forward this to him right now. But speaking of, like, are we done with that? Are you done?
I'm done with that.
We do have a couple emails here.
And I mean, you can choose to comment on that or you cannot choose to comment on that.
I really don't have a lot to say. I mean, because obviously I didn't remember what was said. But now that you said it, I mean, it's an opinion.
I don't go out and try to pick fights with other podcasters, but because he was on a national network television program, I think I had the right to say what I did. Right. And he was a representative of the gay community and the gay podcasting community.
Right. All right, we have an email from Melissa Thurman. This all has to do with, like, the bullying stuff. Hey, Julian and Ricky. Like how I mentioned your name first, Julian?
Yeah.
I've been somewhat of a lurker for a while now, but wanted to request a shout-out of sorts on your show. I'm sure you've seen the post on Facebook about October 20th, but I thought it would be a good idea to announce a date to some of your listeners who aren't subscribed to Facebook so they can be made aware of. Big fatty.
No!
No to the face space in my book. Yeah. October 20th is a day where everyone is asked to please wear purple. Please wear purple to recognize the recent suicides of the gay youth who were bullied for simply trying to be. The purple stripe on the pride flag symbolizes spirit, which we all need to reflect for each other and to make a statement that bullying will not be tolerated. First, I had no idea that the colors of the rainbow flag, like, meant things.
They probably didn't initially, and they probably went back and
just, like,
added, oh, well, this color means this, and this color means this.
I don't want to know what the yellow means.
You know what the yellow means.
I hope it's happy. Let's see here. It is important for people who feel isolated, scared, and insecure can see that no matter how frightened they are not alone. If you can make an announcement on your show to remind your listeners to please wear purple on October 20th, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you both so much. I love your show, and I love the two of you together. I hope you don't take offense, but after hearing the recent shows...
You can go ahead and finish reading that.
After hearing the recent shows... Did she send this to you too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. Didn't want to get angry.
No, I read it.
But after... Because I didn't read the... I hadn't read it yet.
Oh, you hadn't. No.
But after hearing the recent shows where the two of you weren't together, it made me appreciate your show more. Nicole was funny, so were Taylor and the gang, but the chemistry between you two was definitely missing. Now, go beg for money.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think when we do our show together, it's better. But I mean, sometimes that's not possible. So, we tried to experiment a little, and
on the show, on the show, on the
show. Oh God,
on the show, on the show.
Ew. Oh, puke. Oh, my stomach hurts.
At Perkins.
I don't think I'll ever fucking eat at Perkins again.
So October 20th.
October 20th, wear purple. I'll have a purple shirt. I'll wear it.
Okay.
I don't mind. You, unfortunately, get to wear the same colors all the time, so it doesn't matter.
Well. When's that?
Maybe you can dye your hair purple. Yeah, you can dye your hair purple.
Well, I may not be going to where I wear the same colors all the time.
So if not, then you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant, but okay.
If you don't go to the place where you wear the same color all the time, then you can wear a different color.
Purple.
You'll wear purple.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Really? You didn't get that? Did I say it wrong?
Or maybe you said it too fast. I need you to talk slow, like Paula Deen.
Speaking of the bullying and all that good stuff, I did one of the videos for It Gets Better.
It Gets Better.
Julian came home and probably was going to puke all over the whole house because of like all the comments I got on it.
Oh, God. Ricky posted that and everybody on Twitter and Facebook were like, oh, look, this is my friend Ricky. He just made this video. I'm like, oh, puke. It Gets Better. I'm the ginger bro. I can't even watch this. It'll make me kill myself.
Did you watch it? You still haven't watched it?
No, I haven't watched
it. Fuck you, asshole.
Well, I'm not going to kill myself.
So if you want to take a look at it, go to youtube.com.
It Gets Better. We go to Bear Bust and get blown off by somebody. And then puke in Perkins parking lot.
In your underwear and flip-flops.
It Gets Better, y'all.
So much better. I'm glad you enjoy that. My sadness and all. You okay? Are you fine?
I'm good now.
Okay. You can go to youtube.com and type in Foul Monkeys, and you're going to see all the Foul Monkeys videos, which, oh my God, the drunk videos on me of me fat as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm about to take those down. Oh my God, it's so sad. Oh, I can't because they're not on my channel. They're on Lou's channel.
Oh, yeah, and he's on the surface of the sun now.
Right. Well, close to it.
Well, a mile high.
Right.
Near the surface of the sun.
But also, you guys check out the podcasters from Pride 48 got together, and we also did our own video on that, too. So I think there was like 15 of us, maybe 10, 15.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got together, and we did one. So you guys check that out, and make sure you share it on your Facebook and all that crap. Did you watch the one from Pride 48?
No. I haven't watched any of them.
Julian doesn't get to talk for 10 seconds.
Oh.
Count it out.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. We've already talked about how I feel about this.
I know. So, but that's
I'm becoming less and less popular with our audience.
You sure are.
God, he's so mean. He hates queers. Which means the lesbians are going to love me now until they listen back to some of the vagina episodes.
I was listening to the spinoff of our show, That's What She Said.
I was going to say which one.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
And they gave me suggestions on what I could do with my clothes to be donated. Because, you know, that was like 4 weeks ago. And they have an issue of recording shows and then putting three out at one time.
300?
Huh?
Never mind.
300 shows at once? It seems like it because they're an hour long.
I know. Well, I don't know what they suggested, but like when the army drops tanks out of the back of a plane, you know, they need parachutes for.
They fucking said a parachute company. They also said donate them for wind sails.
What about termite
company? Termite tents. I text messaged all of them. I said, parachutes, wind sails, assholes. And they go, well, at least we're talking about your old clothes.
Mm.
No, bitches. You're fucking bitches.
Mm.
That's why you're a fucking spinoff. Thanks, because it's all about me. Anyway. Are we good? We're at 40 minutes. I think this is a good show for not having one out for like almost 2 weeks.
I know.
We'll try to record something maybe Thursday.
Yeah, we can do that.
And
maybe we'll have something to talk about.
I doubt it because no one fucking listens to us and calls us, emails us, nothing.
I know.
Our PO box did. We got the renewal, so we got the renewal on that. So that's make sure correct. You send out stuff there.
Maybe I should check it one of these days.
Yeah. Check out our wish list on Amazon because I need some loving. Especially since I'm fat or skinny fat and no boys like me anymore. I swear, I have not, ever since I've lost this weight, I have not gotten the attention that I did when I was bigger. And that was, I know that being thinner is healthier for me. Mm-hmm. And I know that. But I also fucking crave attention. And when I was at Bear Bust and no one was even looking at me, I was like, what the fuck? I'm
like, poor ginger bro.
The ginger bro's unloved.
Aww.
All right, I'm done about that. We just talked about begging for money, so we waited till the end. Oh, that's how we get you.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Mm. Do we have anything else to say?
I have nothing else to say.
Okay, we're out of here. We'll try to record something on Thursday for you guys. If not, then it'll be next Monday when you get something, probably.
We love you long time.
No live show this Sunday, but the 31st, Halloween.
Okay.
We'll be doing a live show.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do something special.
Ooh. A Halloween Foul Monkey Spectacular.
Right. A Gay Crimma.
Gay Crimma Spectacular. Ooh, we can plan that. That'll be fun.
Alrighty, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.